I like this song like a lot. I need something that makes me feel good today, don't you?
It's BTS. Oh my God, Kim is going to be on fire.
I know.
That you just complimented BTS.
I know. I like it,
listener,
guys.
Listener Kim is a huge BTS fan, and she's always asking when BTS is going to make it to our
bumper list.
Bumper music. So,
and there they are.
Kudos.
Hey, guys. And, do you know what date is? It's Friday. It's Friday.
What?
We made it through the week, you guys.
How did that happen?
Yes, this is the Colleen and Bradley Show. My Talk 107.1, streaming live at mytalk1071.com. Everything Entertainment. Colleen Lindstrom, Bradley Trainer.
I didn't think we'd get there.
Honestly. Oh, man, I wasn't sure. But you know what? Here we are. Ooh, what are we looking at now, Trainer? Bradley Trainer is changing his background on his Google Meet, and that is Zac Efron's abs. So, if you want to just like get out of the picture, that would be great.
Zac Efron, Baywatch,
yeah,
manscaping, where he literally adjusted his chest hair in order to create the illusion of ab muscles.
Well, it looks good. Okay.
This is a family program.
Okay. Even I'm offended myself.
We all need a little something to make us feel good today, and that's working for us. But you know what? Let's end the week the way we didn't start the week, but got, you know, through the week, and talk a little bit about Kim and Kanye.
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
Because that has been the biggest news of the week.
And you guys, honestly, I think it really is fake news. I don't use that term lightly. So I just feel like we're all getting played here by Kim and by news of Kim and Kanye's, and by news I mean tabloid headlines, exclusive sources of their pending
divorce,
denuptials.
Yeah,
the divorce. Yeah, so. Here's why I think that, and I have to change my background because this is really distracting, don't you think?
I agree. Yeah. I wholeheartedly
She's like, I can't look into your eyes when your eyes are right next to his chestal area. Hey, what do you want? Golden Girls?
Sure. Golden Girls is good. All right. We're good now.
Kim and Kanye. Yeah. Okay. So what I said was, I just feel like we're getting played here, and this is all in service of the next season of their new and improved
reality show,
right?
Which we don't know anything about. This is, you know, they've departed from E. They have moved their franchises over to Hulu. And all we know is that they have a project in the works. We don't know what that means. We don't know what it is. We don't know what it's going to look like. We just know that there is a deal. They're going to be making their money from Hulu. And that's where we're going to see whatever comes next out of them.
Well, and to be honest, we were primed and the world was primed to take this story of Kim and Kanye divorcing and run with it, because I don't know if you've looked around, but if I were to use a sound effect to describe what's been going on lately, like there's just not anything going on, right? So I feel like when we saw these headlines...
In entertainment news. Can we just qualify this?
Thank you. Because lest there be any confusion.
I'm sitting here thinking, is he serious?
No, I'm serious in terms of pop culture, right?
Yeah.
So it's kind of a wasteland moment for a number of reasons. I think chiefly, though, to be fair, seasonal. We're in a seasonal slump.
Yeah.
So when we saw these unconfirmed reports that they were ready to divorce, we hopped all over that because, well, that's...
Because what else like was catnip. There to hop all over?
It really is catnip.
Yeah.
But the reason I said I feel like we're getting played here is, you know, there's a certain amount of skepticism that you and I bring to the world of pop culture that most people don't, let's be fair. And sometimes we get made fun of for it, or poked... I shouldn't oversell that. Poked fun, or just sort of looked the other way at... but I think for good reason. Like, I think we have that a good reason to be skeptical. And here is some further evidence to that effect. So there was a story over on TMZ. And this is, when I read this headline, I was like, just go with me. Mm-hmm. Over on TMZ, which we'll get to what that means in a moment. But Kim and Kanye, marriage on the rocks. But Christmas sure wasn't. Let me tell you the story, Colleen.
Okay.
Kim and Kanye West are in marriage counseling with their relationship on the rocks, but that didn't stop them from lavishing one another with over-the-top Christmas gifts. Okay, so then we're treated to a story about the gifts that they bought each other for Christmas. And I do want to give us some space to actually go after this story, but I also want to put it in context like we do. So you'll have to help me with the mechanics of how we get through all this. But when we see a story in TMZ about the Kardashians, mm-hmm. are many listeners, but you also know that that means
that it's coming directly from Kris Jenner. She is in the pocket of Harvey Levin. They're in each other's pockets because they have used TMZ to help push out their narrative for years.
Yeah. And so I think, like, if they really are getting if they are getting divorced, as all of the other headlines have led us to believe, but then we're going to pause and do like a nothing to see here. Don't listen to all that divorce news for a moment. I want to tell you about all their fancy gifts to one another. That just doesn't make sense to me. So right. Now let's talk about the story, and then we can talk about what the dissonance is. So sources close to the couple tell TMZ the two spent Christmas together at home with their children. Okay, they're on the verge of like fleeing town and mm-hmm. divorcing, and they haven't been living together for the last year, blah, blah, blah. But they did get together for Christmas, you guys, and in a pretty expensive gesture from Kanye, he bought Kim five, not one, two, three, or four, but five 2021 Maybachs. What is a Maybach, you ask? Oh, poor person.
Like that's a car, right?
That is a richy rich vehicle. The SUVs of which he bought five of for Kim,
why
are $200,000. Like, literally, he spent just about $1 million on her for Christmas.
And bought her five cars. One for each weekday?
And then she returned the favor.
Does she even drive? Sorry, go on.
I know, these are all great questions. Mm-hmm. Did he get one for each weekday?
Yeah.
One because they have five colors? Is it just because there are five different, kind of like the Wendy's menu that we're going to try later for cheat day? Mm-hmm. Like, were there five versions of the same sandwich?
Right.
She returned the favor, giving Yeezy several, again, to show you how poor I am, and I'm not poor, James Turrell pieces worth $1 million. I think that's jewelry. What's a James Turrell piece?
Oh.
Is that
a
piece of him? Is that a guy? And they took pieces of him?
Actually, it's really cool. So James Turrell is an artist.
Oh.
And he does these immersive light pieces. And
he designed something for one of the Sunday services. I remember this.
It could very well be the case.
Yeah, because I remember you talking about him as an artist because
didn't you go to one of his things?
Gone to his exhibits, right?
Yeah, actually, like, James Turrell is amazing. So,
yeah. Are you ever going to have five in your life, Holly?
I'm not even going to have one.
Holly. The voice. I can't even have one.
Or actually, I shouldn't say five. Several was the word. That could be four or more.
What does that mean, though? Because from what I can see of his art, which, again, I don't know, a person who knows art. But these look like experiential. These look like site-specific.
Very.
It's possible, but, like, you know, knowing these fools, there's like a postcard collection, you know, like, you know how, like, you have your favorite artist and you get like some
right.
postcards of his favorite prints. Now, I just want to finish out this story because I want to get to what this all means. So the story, again, probably from Kris Jenner or somebody very close to Kim and Kanye, says they spent basically $1 million on each other, spent Christmas together. They were all together as one big happy family. Absurdly expensive gifts aside, and this is, again, the reporting from TMZ, so imagine somebody else telling us this. Absurdly expensive gifts aside, the fact they spent holiday together makes sense. As we told you, Kim and Kanye remain in lockstep when it comes to their family and parenting, and doing Christmas big is a sign of that. But of course, while they're in marriage counseling, we're also told divorce is on the table. So what are you to make of that?
I just feel like they're trying to give us whiplash so that we'll be so interested in what might be going on between these two that we'll tune in to whatever the new project is on Hulu.
Certainly. Absolutely. And I don't know if you care to add anything to that, Holly, if something's sticking out to you, because I think all options are on the table.
Just like divorce.
Just like mm-hmm. divorce. But what it says to me is that we're just getting played. That's the end of the day, they are not going to be getting divorced anytime soon. Why? I go back to what we said earlier this week, which is if they want to get divorced, this is a big and complicated thing for these two. we're not going to know about it till it's done.
Right.
So to give us whiffs of it, based and add to that the Kim Kardashian or the Kris Jenner timeline machine that she has, wherein you have to, like, I don't know, how do you explain
the space-time continuum?
Yeah, she has a manipulator for the space-time continuum. She does,
because they can't really tell you what's really happening until they tell you on whatever their show is. So,
or in the lead-up to that show.
Right. So, for example, if they are filming something for their new project on Hulu, stuff might actually be happening, but it can't happen in real life. Like, we can't know about it, because if you know about it, then you're not going to watch the show. So they want all the real secrets to come out on the show.
Like, don't you think that in an upcoming episode of whatever new season this show is going to be, we are going to see five Maybachs revealed to Kim Kardashian on Christmas Absolutely. Morning? And they need all of this. Again, I don't know if they're going to. I am done with speculating if they're ever going to get divorced, because we have been speculating. We have taken this bait time and time again
for 10
years, and it's not even been 10 years.
No, it's, well, this year has been 10 years, but fool me once.
Shame on you.
Fool me twice.
Fool us 30,000 times.
We've
made a job out of it.
Yeah, exactly. When we come back on the Colleen and Bradley Show, Elizabeth Reese is bringing us all the dirt straight from Hollywood with a dirt alert on the Colleen and Bradley Show on My Talk 107.1.